AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Hamas war with Israel has not resulted in any credible threats of terrorism in the U.S.
We cannot and do not discount the possibility that Hamas or another foreign terrorist organization may exploit the current conflict to conduct attacks here on our own soil.
A senior official with Gaza's Hamas-controlled health ministry says Israeli forces are still operating inside Shifa Hospital. Hours after launching a raid there early today, Israel is looking for Hamas operations at the hospital. The White House says President Biden is prepared to confront China's President Xi Jinping on difficult issues in their meeting today on the sidelines at the APEC summit in California. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is hoping for a productive meeting.
And hopefully a precursor to much more communication and dialogue between our two teams going forward.
It's Trump versus Biden in court.
In this case, it's Donald Trump and his successor's son. Hunter Biden is asking a judge to subpoena the ex-president, whom he says applied political pressure to then-Attorney General William Barr and two top deputies during a criminal investigation of the younger Biden. His lawyers want the judge to approve subpoenas for documents from both Trump and the officials. Hunter Biden did not face charges until this year, but the probe into his taxes and a gun purchase started while Trump was in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy says she's running for the Democratic nomination for Senate in New Jersey next year. Incumbent Bob Menendez is facing bribery charges. He hasn't said if he will run for another term. The Army is overturning the convictions of 110 black soldiers. 19 of them were executed for a mutiny at a Houston military camp a century ago. This is AP News. The TSA is expected to screen 28 million travelers at airports over the Thanksgiving holiday.
For the TSA, Thanksgiving travel starts this Friday and keeps going for 12 days. John Bush, the agency's federal security director at Reagan Airport outside Washington, D.C., has some advice.
Get to the airport early and, first of all, pack your patience.
And he knows people like to bring food to grandma's house and leftovers back home to their own house.
The best tip I can give you is if the item is solid, it can come through our checkpoint. If it's liquid, it should go in your checked baggage.
So turkey and pie can go in the carry-on, but gravy and wine, put that in checked luggage. And he says you can text or DM photos of items to the TSA and they will advise you. I'm Julie Walker.
The Coast Guard is searching for a crew member who apparently fell from a cruise ship northwest of Puerto Rico. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.